All right, so apparently the way we eat says a lot about our personality. You know, that's something that happens really quickly in relationships, noticing people's weird relationships with food and their mm-hmm. weird little quirks surrounding food, right?
Has it ever been a deal breaker for you, or is it something that you really take seriously?
I mean, I've been really grossed out by a loud eater a time or two in my life when people are like chomping away. And this isn't on the list because this just means you're annoying. I've dated a guy who like only eats chicken and beef, like refuses to eat anything else.
Refuses to grow up, basically.
Drove me absolutely crazy. All right, so we'll start. If any slow eaters in here? No?
Okay. Not really.
No major. I'd say I'm probably average to slow. Mm-hmm. But they said that if you're a slow eater, you're someone who makes a point to savor food during your meals. You're someone who enjoys mm-hmm. living in the moment, okay?
For an expensive meal, I'll eat it slowly because you want to enjoy it, right? Every bite.
I have one friend who eats extremely slowly. We were camping this summer and I was watching her and I'm just like, what are you doing? Everything was like a 4-hour process.
Did they do it on purpose because to digest it more efficiently?
I don't know. They said living in the moment. Like, she really just makes it all an experience. Like, it's a whole workup leading. I'm like, we're camping. You're literally just eating hot dogs here.
We want dessert and you're still on your appetizer. Yeah, let's go.
It becomes a thing. Like, she is committed to what is happening in that moment.
All right.
Fast eaters. Mark, you eat pretty quickly.
Hello. Yeah, and I don't even notice. Sometimes my wife and daughter will stop eating and just stare at me. They'll be like, what?
You just shovel it in there.
Eating so quickly. But yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, people who barely breathe while inhaling their food are typically great at multitasking and meeting deadlines.
Okay.
Good news. Not great for your digestion, but it's good news.
Good.
All right. Organizer.
I think that's me.
Okay. So if you're someone who makes a point to separate the foods on your plate so they don't touch, number one, you drive me a little cuckoo. But order is very important in your life, if that's you.
Okay.
You know those people and you sit down and like, wow, they're like putting a lot of work into what it looks like on their plate.
It's because I want to know how much of everything that I have. If you mix everything together, it kind of gets muddled and you don't know what's going in your mouth. You know?
You want to like take stock.
it's an inventory.
Are you an isolationist then also?
Which would mean?
The isolationist only eats one food at a time.
Oh, no. See, I organize, but then I put a fork of everything together.
All right. Well, people who are isolationists have issues with flexibility. I know I've got an uncle like this. Like, he has to eat all the potatoes. Yeah. Then he's eating all the chicken. Then he's going to eat all the broccoli.
I could never. How do you decide what goes first?
I feel that.
I feel like you go. That's you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you go what you like the least to and save the best for last.
That's it.
Yeah.
Really?
That last bite is the best bite.
Yeah. They said sometimes an isolationist has issues with flexibility. But most of them are task-oriented, methodical, and giving great attention to detail in everything they do.
Where do you fall into this list, Nikki?
This is me. I'm the mixer.
Okay.
So every bite that I have when I eat has like a little bit of everything on my plate. So I'm the exact opposite. I'm causing Kim some stress
a
in there.
Bit.
Every bite's the best bite for you,
every
right?
Every bite is the best bite. Like, I have a little bit of everything every time I put my fork in my mouth. Mm. And they said if you're someone who likes to do this, to scoop a bit of everything and mix it together before you take the bite, you're open to new things and like to experiment in your own life.
Wow.
Yeah. There's also the oversharer, people who are just chewing and chomping too loud. We know what that means.
But they
said they're free spirits who don't take other people's opinions to heart. And there's also, I actually had a friend who came over for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and I made delicious steak on the barbecue. It was so good. Got the steak at Grinder. Was so proud.
Ooh, yeah.
And I watched him stand in the kitchen and cut up the entire steak before he sat down to eat it.
No.
I was like, you can't.
Especially a steak. I can't get mad at that, though, to have every bite prepared, like, especially with a steak. To not have to work for it after every bite.
It's going to be cold. Yeah, cold. And then you eat too quickly, I think, as well, because you're just shoveling every little bite in. But they said people who cut up all the food before they start eating are strategic and forward-thinking type of people.
You underestimate him.
Yeah.
I know someone who has a weird eating habit. I don't know if this falls on the list, but they cannot leave their plate empty when they're done. They always leave just one bite of everything left. And when you confront them about it, they go, no, I'm just not that hungry. Like, how do you leave one bite of food left on your plate?
I actually have a friend who does the exact same thing.
Really?
It's my best friend. She's been like that from the time we were a child.
Are they just choosing to be difficult?
They're not normal. Yeah, they're not normal people.